All right. Welcome to the stock market update. It's Tuesday, May 10th, and there's a lot to talk about today. Tech getting hammered, the S&P trading at its lowest level in more than a year, Boeing slammed with a 10% loss, even energy stocks are down, and 40% of Bitcoin investors in the red. We'll cover this and much, much more. Plus, we will review the trade we took yesterday while investors were panicking. But before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets, today is Tuesday, and if this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading, and on a typical morning, Marcus, who is Rockwell Trading's founder, is with me, and with watchful eyes and almost 50 years of trading experience, we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into the trading day. For those of you that watch every day, thank you for joining me. We appreciate the channel follows and video likes, hint, hint. But if this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming, so we'll post a special video just for you that we'll link in the description, and it's a great place to get started. Now, I know that some of you are really missing Marcus, and he's at the Money Show. He's actually going to be back with me tomorrow, but in his honor, I wanted to share a little story. And this past winter, I planted a winter garden, and with careful planning and care, you'll often find some surprises, even with gardening, which is just like trading, right? Well, the garden's going great, and one of the best-looking vegetables is this big leafy thing, and I actually have no idea what it is, right? There are some plants that I'm used to growing, and this one, it just, those little tags, it got lost. No idea what it is, but I'm pretty sure it's edible. So I started by taking these big green leaves and sauteing them in some butter and garlic with meals. They ended up being pretty good. They were a little tough. I even added them to some soup, and then it broke down a little bit, and they're actually really enjoyable. Then out of the blue, this big green thing pops up in the middle of the plant, and I realize it's a broccoli. I had broccoli. I didn't know it. I was eating these broccoli leaves and they were turning out great, but I kept nurturing the plant. I was patient. I was letting it grow, doing its thing, and then we had some broccoli. So I had some of the broccoli, but the story doesn't end there. See, living in Sacramento, it started to warm up, and if you're new to gardening, when the weather heats up, especially with some plants, they want to actually go to seed. So this process is known as bolting, and the plant undergoes some changes and it starts to flower so it could seed and eventually create more plants, right? Well, there are some plants where this actually is not something that you want to have happen because the flavor changes, it isn't good. And next thing I know, this beautiful head of broccoli that I was waiting to eat is flowering. And I thought I'd ruin the whole thing and wasted a perfectly good broccoli. However, did you know that broccoli flowers are edible and some people consider them delicacies? They were actually the tastiest things I've had out of the garden. So I just wanted to share this story because it did make me think of trading in a few different aspects. I started with a plan growing the vegetable, but things didn't quite go as planned because then all of a sudden I didn't know what I had, but I continued to nurture the plant, nurture the garden, and it thrived. And just like with trading, sometimes there might actually be something that appears to be going wrong and then everything goes just right. So just like the markets, right? And if that doesn't resonate with you, then maybe a quote from the mighty scholars of the 80s, the Beastie Boys, will. You've got to fight for your right to party. And that's just what we did yesterday. Now, let me go to the charts here. And I want to show you just how we fought for our right to partyeth. But let's go to the S&P and let's click that button. There we go. So, I mean, gosh. Everything was down yesterday. It was a sea of red. Let me just actually show this heat map here from FinViz. And you'll see here. Oh, I had a feeling that was going to do that. And I had a screenshot. Anyway, you saw that quick red blip where everything was red. Now it's waiting for the markets to open. I'm not going to go back and go to the screenshot, but I am going to show you the S&P and where we were. We were down 3.2% yesterday, sliding, actually trading at lows not seen since April, early April of 2021. So lows that we haven't seen for over a year. The Dow was down 2%, not point, but 2%, also making lows for the year. You know, the Dow holding up stronger with the focus on value over growth, and the Dow has been holding up, but broke down, finally getting through those lows. The NASDAQ down 4% again, just getting hammered. Tech stocks just taking a real beating here. We could go through just a couple. Amazon down 5% yesterday, trading at lows not seen since April of last year. We could go to Netflix. Netflix, you know, we've talked about Netflix and earnings over the last couple of months. Netflix down 4% yesterday. I mean, it was just really a bloodbath. And I mean, even Apple, which has hung in there recently, down 3%, testing lows here. The interesting thing is, I mean, we had crude oil down, we had gold down, we had the major indices down, tech was down, even energy stocks, which have actually done well. Here we have ConocoPhillips, and you see here, just a day prior, it was testing highs of the year. Yesterday, though, down 9.7%. We could go to ExxonMobil. XOM is the ticker. Down almost 8%. You see, you know, while the major indices have been falling, energy stocks have been doing great, but not yesterday. Even Chevron, CVX. Chevron taking almost a 7% hit yesterday. So it was just broad-based all over the place. And you don't want to be in some of these IPOs. Marcus and I, we've said, you know, there's this frenzy over IPOs when they are released. And we've always said that it's better to let some... I typed in IPO. That's not what I wanted to do. Let's look at RIVN. We said that many times it's better to let the chart... be established, right? Rather than jumping into some of these IPOs, let the trading history establish itself so you're not just gambling on a new issue. And I mean, Rivian is a perfect example, opening up around 106 as an IPO and then just getting hammered. Or we could look at Robinhood, same thing. That interest early on where everybody gets excited, and now it's trading $9.50. One more, they're actually reporting after the bell today. Coinbase, right? Opening around $300 a share. It seemed like maybe $200 was a bargain. Now it's trading at $83. So anyway, markets taking a bit of a hit, and even Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin up today, but Bitcoin yesterday, look at this. Started on Friday, you had down days throughout the weekend, and then yesterday, a huge hit, down almost 11-12%. Look at the dip in Bitcoin here, getting a little bit of a rebound as we head into the open today. I saw it was with Glassnode. Their research showed that 40% of Bitcoin investors are in the red right now, right? And I thought that was an interesting number because, you know, you have Bitcoin investors who, I mean, look at Bitcoin. Look at where it started, right? And I know that a lot of these Bitcoin holders are saying to the moon, expecting Bitcoin to take off. But with the way that Bitcoin has traded and new investors, new money coming into the cryptos, 40% in the red. If that's true, that's pretty considerable. Let's look at a few earnings movers here. Peloton reported earnings, and Peloton is down 16%. If we look at the chart, we have to go down to $11.81. This is when, gosh, Marcus and I, we were talking about this for well, for over a year when it was a high flyer saying that we believe that it just couldn't continue at this pace. Definitely the case. They fell off the bike, so to speak, getting hammered pre-market after a bigger loss than expected with earnings. Company also reported current quarter estimates that were lower than expected because of softening demand. So Peloton not looking too hot as we approach the open. Envax, another one getting hammered pre-market, down 24, almost 25%. This one trading at around $40 a share. Now, they had concerns after the company shipped only 31 million COVID vaccines in the first quarter. This was a fraction of what was expected. They had projected 2 billion shots for 2022, so that 31 million was just a fraction of that. The company did reiterate its revenue forecast, saying they expected vaccine sales to grow in the current quarter, but traders not buying it, down 25% pre-market. Now, I wanted to show how we had to fight for our right to party yesterday, and let's bring up PowerX Optimizer. And even though there was just a sea of red, we were looking for opportunities. And Visa was an opportunity that we found using the PowerX scanner. If you look at Visa here, it's had some really nice ranges. And if you go back, I mean, this is where there have been questions, are we trading the wheel in this market? And the answer is yes. But focus on quality. You have to be more selective. It's not, you know, the end of 2020 anymore or the beginning of 2021 where you could just kind of pick anything and get lucky. You have to be more selective. And look at this chart. Look at the support levels that, you know, these dips and where buyers step in. Some nice ranges here. So we sold the 187.50 put expiring on Friday. This to me is a good trade. I like the opportunity here. I believe that even if it falls a little bit more, we do have some protection at lower levels. And that's exactly what I like to see. I mean, this is 1 year back. If we go 2 years back, look at this. So I think this is a great looking chart. Happy to sell puts at the 187.50 level. Even though it was a rocky, rough day yesterday, right? MasterCard, I thought, was another good one that popped up on the scanner. MA is the ticker. So we look at, you know, going back a year here, and we see these lows. I believe the 300 strike popped up, 300, maybe 305. And so I thought that was a decent pick that popped up yesterday on the wheel scanner. You know, you go further back, look at these support levels. So, you know, even if you get assigned, this is where we do find that many times after assignment, being able to sell calls and make money on the stock is kind of a turbo boost that you could say compared to just the premium you collect by selling puts. And then if it does slide, if it does pull back more, having some support, levels where traders stepped in and bought in the past, knowing where it could fall rather than just being in a free fall, that to me makes a good wheel candidate when we're looking at the chart. So I liked MasterCard. I like Visa. Apple, I thought, was a decent candidate, AAPL, yesterday as well. I didn't trade Apple because I'm in AMD and they're correlated. But yesterday, I want to say it was the 144 and the 145 strike that was popping up. So Apple, I believe, was a decent candidate for the wheel too, where we're selling puts, collecting that premium. Premiums are juicy because of the volatility. Volatility goes up. There's more uncertainty. You know, traders are betting that there are bigger ranges that we'll experience in the market, which means those options prices are just really juicy, but we want to focus on quality. So I liked Apple, I liked Visa, I liked MasterCard yesterday. Looking at the economic calendar here, I just wanted to mention that this week the focus will be on inflation data, specifically core CPI at 8:30 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. We also have PPI, the Producer Price Index. This comes out Thursday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. So two pretty big reports, especially with this environment that we're in. And with the reaction to the Fed and inflation, and traders are going to be looking at these two reports, seeing if it looks like rising prices are stabilizing or even hopefully pulling back a little bit, falling a little bit. So these are two reports to keep an eye on, with CPI being out tomorrow pre-market at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. Well, that's going to do it for today's stock market update. I need to hop over to do some live trading with our mastermind group. Again, Marcus will be with me tomorrow. So if you've just been missing out on his long flowing locks, they will be back tomorrow. We always love Marcus joining me, of course. And hey, have a great trading day, and be careful and nimble in these markets. Happy trading.